fishing all the time. He be going fishing too.
Oh, yeah. It is time for the fishing report. Hey, Leaf.
Yo, baby.
Hey, man. Hey, I hit some salt water since I seen you.
Oh, man.
Did I tell you about that?
Well, you know, it's usually the other way around, so I love to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we just went. We went over to Indianola. My sister-in-law just moved there. Nice little place.
Where is Indianola?
Oh, it's not Whidbey Island. It's on that little isthmus that sticks up to Puget Sound there, you know? And right on the water. And, well, her place isn't right on the water, but there's plenty of water around. And everybody was crabbing. So I learned a little bit about crabbing.
Nice. Winter crabs got to be nice and clean and yummy, I bet.
Yeah, it was. It was nice. And, you know, usually I don't have so much crab around. And it's not as fresh. Anytime I pick up a bottom-eating crustacean, I want it to be super fresh, like right out of the water.
Choosy about your filter feeders?
Totally. Exactly, yes. So anyway, it was nice. We came home with a little cooler full.
No, I was glad to hear you guys got out and about.
Yeah, yeah. We got a nice little fat salmon, too. I mean,
oh, cool.
Me and probably about a four-pounder or something like that.
Yeah.
Just looked like a big fat trout, you know.
Yep.
Well, but it was good.
Those are the tastier ones.
I know. That's what I figured.
That's right.
I did see a picture, though. We went and had coffee one morning at this little shop, and they had a postcard there. This was a historic postcard of a guy holding a 94-pound king.
God, such a heartbreaker.
94 pounds.
I know. I just feel heartbreak when I was seeing pictures of the upper river hogs, they used to call them, the kings that used to come up the Columbia were approaching 100 pounds or I think better sometimes.
It was like all a guy could handle, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like an actual pig, you know, they call them hogs. It's like, because there's so much less bone in there, you're actually looking at like 100 pounds of meat almost.
Yeah, probably so, yeah. So,
yeah.
I just wondered, do they get that big at all anymore? Does anybody ever see a...
There's some runs, I think, left up in Alaska that are somewhere in that 50, 60-pound range, but I don't know.
That's half the size, though.
Yeah. No, there's not a whole lot of good news there. Let's not go there right now.
Okay. But he did get it at one of my favorite places, Nea Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to go with my granddad all up down Nea Bay, CQ.
I've heard a lot of good stories about that area.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun. We'd always get just a kicker boat, you know, which is you bring your own motor.
So it's like a big skiff.
Yeah. Yep. And they all had them then. I don't even know if people do that anymore.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. The rules of insurance these days have definitely thickened.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so what's been up with you?
Well, you know, staying stretched out with my girls there at Agni, trying not to throw out my back as I'm falling into holes out there in the Scablands at Notellum Creek, and really had a good time trying to get out to some very challenging water out there in the Scablands, a small spring creek that I've been fishing with a few friends. And the first time was left just like this time, humbled by some very challenging fishing, but at least it wasn't a goose egg this time. Walked away with a handful of fish, not the biggest ones that I'd seen there. I think the biggest was maybe 17 inches, but gosh, there's some beautiful wild bows and some wild brown trout. I don't know if maybe there's a bit of red band genetics left in these fish because they had some great markings indicative of that kind of red band lineage. So
where's this creek empty out into?
Well, it empties into the Columbia. And
So whatever's in there came up the Columbia and down this spring-fed creek.
I think, you know, some of those red band genetics could be left over from some of the original residents of a lot of these desert creeks, including like the Spokane, you know, is one of the strongest gene pools of the desert red bands of Washington left here. But we also have some really cool and remarkable ones up in Totes Coulee, just above Palmer Lake. And they're very pure, very intact, and very unique even between the three forks of Totes Coulee. You have very, very special trout up in that creek there, the red bands. Yeah. So you don't always see them. We are known more for our great West Slope cutthroat headwaters of over like a couple dozen still very pure cutthroat lineages left up in our headwaters, but only about two or three red band. That also has a lot to do with just how the last ice age and the deluges wore off and where fish were isolated above barrier falls, all these things.
Okay. Little ichthyodork info there.
Yeah, just a quick one.
Thank you.
Yeah, but
I don't know who else could give me these answers. This is awesome.
The fishing was still good here, but I just as much as I love it, I don't want to burn myself out. So I just had to stretch my legs, get out there with my buddy Brandon from over there in the Grand Coulee area. It's just right out his back door. And just do a little something different before this cold that I saw coming. But, you know, I mean, this is good. Going to thicken up that ice for those ice dorks. I'm doing it less and less.
You're not identifying with that, are you?
Not as much. I mean, one of those last times I was sitting slumped over a hole in the cold all day, I could hardly straighten my back after that. I'm sounding like an old man, I know. Yeah. But, you know, as long as I got the shanty and a radio and some beer and a heater and the fish finder and then I'm fine. But
a lot of gear for a guy like you.
So that's a lot of work just getting set up. Yeah. I'd rather just go swing a few flies. Yeah. But yeah, so for those folks that really do enjoy that, though, seriously, the ice was just enough before this cold spell. I really definitely have confidence on it all around this area right now. Still not hearing knockout reports from Leader or Patterson, which are usually kind of the breadwinners of the winter season there. But you have heard some steady reports over there at Leader, but smaller fish.
Okay.
Have heard some big rainbows coming out of Campbell. Not always my thing catching trout through the ice. I do like some kokanee as far as the soft ones go, but usually after the spiny rays. But, you know, I would encourage maybe a hook and release, a little crappie jig, take a kid in there and give him a ride on one of those 4 to 6 pound rainbows through the ice.
It doesn't matter to a kid, no.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to enjoy that. So, you know, that's an idea definitely for those folks wanting to stretch their legs and do something with the family or whatever that might not be pitching the fly or whatever.
Right.
But for those that are, you know, look for these temps. I see them coming right back up this weekend. It'll take a few days for this ice to work its way back out of the system. We'll be left with some shelves that'll be, you know, a little bit sketchy here and there. But, you know, just be careful on those. They'll wear off after a while. And we'll get back to, it looks like, kind of mid-30s, unfortunately, and kind of weak 40s, which is great moving water fishing in the winter.
Yeah.
Not always great for killing pine beetles or anything, but we'll do what we can in this era of global warming.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, so I think have we covered it? I think that's about it at this time of the year. I guess Rufus.
You didn't mention Rufus.
Yeah, a little bit patchy here and there. If it's warm, maybe give it a shot if you got nothing else to do. Make sure there again. Bring some comforts at home, maybe some firewood if you're on the bank there. Been hearing better reports in the boat, as usual, than on the bank.
And that's because of the cold.
Yeah, definitely. And then Omak Lake, a trickle of fish still there for my buddy fishing that one. And that kind of I'll be looking forward to. Sounds like the kokanee did end up showing up there in Roosevelt last year. I just lost faith. So I'm definitely going to be looking at that towards the end of next month. So we'll kind of chat about that again here in a couple weeks. But, you know, the new Fly Project rods over there at North 40 are going to be perfect for that kind of thing. For the kokanee fishing at Roosevelt, for the big fish fishing at Rufus, and for Omak, like all those big waters where you might be changing targets different distances real fast in the still water, wanting to get it on them. This new 10-foot 6-weight by the Fly Project, the in-house special rods being made there at North 40, is specifically made for this kind of water. And they've got a whole grip of rods in all different weights, single and double-handed rods. And, you know, we're going to be working on one here coming up throughout this year. Hopefully get it ready for next fall skating, called the Madhouse Skater Punk. Really looking forward to trying that one out myself, and just great quality rods from those guys that you can return right there in the store. So I know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. They're made right here.
Exactly. So. Yeah, and it's between my procrastination and being so busy. I have just a stack of rods that need to be sent back at home because it's like $45 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Takes, you know, a couple of weeks to get them here and there and everywhere. So between those two things, I just don't send them back often. So if you can just take it back to the store and go, here,
man,
I did this, and they'll go, here you go. Thanks for shopping here. That's just way better.
Yep.
So you can do that in Omak. You can check them out also at north40flyshop.com. And I also want to give a shout out to our friends over there at Drift Waiter Co. in Bellingham. Finally got that that groovy girls gear out there that everybody's been asking about. So you can get your lady all set up with that bomb-proof and super styly drift gear. Check them out at driftwaiterco.com. And if you need to get some fishing tips or would like to book a fishing trip for this year's up-and-coming, gonna be awesome season, you can always drop me a line there at madhowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can check out the blog or podcast at Flyfish Pro Shop. And you can give me a call at 509-429-7298. Take care, y'all. Stay warm and get that fish right on, baby.
I'm on his boat and his line. He was going fishing and my mama's going fishing and the baby going fishing too.